This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Tom Pell, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And we're going to be talking about some of the vehicles that have been through the press fleet at Consumer Guide. And if I've had time behind the wheel of the vehicle, I'll chime in with my opinion as well. We're going to be focusing on new vehicles in this hour of the broadcast and also going back a little bit in history, because Tom does a great job of writing some funny and historical pieces for Consumer Guide. So we'll do a little bit of that as well. Telephone-wise, if you would like to participate, Andy is at the controls. He can be reached at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or via the email, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to suburban Chicago and welcome the man himself, the publisher of Consumer Guide, with all kinds of wonderful things found at the Daily Drive, which is the blog that you can read each and every day. Here's the one and only Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Hanging in there. Let's talk about a cool vehicle right off the bat. You guys got a chance to get behind the wheel of an Alfa Romeo, a 4C coupe. And this, of course, is the return of Alfa Romeo to the U.S. We saw it in very limited production form with a super expensive car. Now we see it in a premium sporty performance car, albeit a rather small car.
Yeah, Alfa now has a couple of products in the U.S. They've got this 4C, and they've got the Stelvio small crossover. We had a chance to drive the 4C. We've driven a couple of these now, and they're fascinating little cars. There's so much going on here and so much debate as to whether or not we even understand exactly what this car is. It's either an incredibly bargain-priced little Ferrari or a really, really expensive Miata. it's hard to put our fingers on what it is, but the experience is truly exotic. This is a raw car. This is a car that is just like a super powerful go-kart. It's incredibly sharp handling. There's just a lot going on here. It's not a practical car, and I think that's part of our problem with it. I just barely fit in this car. I've only driven it once because it's just a heck of a squeeze for me to get into it. Our guy Rick Cotta, who's a little bit on the slimmer side, has enjoyed this and even taken it for the weekend on a trip with his girlfriend, and they made a go of it with the limited luggage space. But if you're looking for something that is exotic, Italian, mid-engine, and feels raw and just feels like a real sports car, this is probably it. But paying $70,000 out the door is just a lot of money for a car you have to park most of the time.
Yeah, it is true. Base price is $55,000, but you start adding those options, and there are a lot of cool options that you can have, like you guys had. It brings it up to $71,045. And as you pointed out, this is not a vehicle for big guys or tall guys. Matter of fact, it's the first F I think I've ever seen you give a vehicle big guy wise, and tall guy gets a D. But nevertheless, it's an Italian exotic, and you won't see too many of these out on the roads. I've never seen one yet.
No, I don't think I've seen one on the road either. And I think also, if you're looking for this car, and this is the right car for you, I think you'll be completely satisfied with it. I think it's a very small audience, but I think there's an audience for this car that will love it.
You did a great little review flashback on a collaboration between Chrysler and Maserati. This was back in the days when Lee Iacocca was running Chrysler, when they did that 1990 Chrysler TC by Maserati, a vehicle with some very mixed attributes, let's put it that way. Certainly not a performance car and certainly not a luxury car, but nevertheless a unique vehicle.
Yeah, totally a mixed bag, and I'm not entirely sure that even Chrysler knew entirely what they were shooting for at the time, but it used Chrysler architecture, so this is actually K-car-derived architecture, so that's decidedly modest. They used an engine that was massaged by Maserati, though assembled in part by outside companies, and they put the whole thing together into this hardtop coupe, or hardtop convertible. You could remove the top, and it was very expensive for what it was, and it didn't look significantly different from Chrysler's own J car convertible that they sold at the exact same time. So I think there was a lot of confusion about what this car was, but what it was expensive, and now they're just very rare and very strange.
That's right, and you know, when you look at the styling, you can't get away from the K-car underpinnings here, no matter what you do interior-wise or front face-wise, it still looks like what it is derived from three different power plants, including a V6 engine, and boy, it's been a long time since I've seen one of these on the road as well. Back in 1989, it had a price of $33,000 with a $550 destination charge. And, of course, if you wanted automatic transmission with a V6, the price went up from there. Long time since we've seen one of these out there.
Yeah, it's funny, too. You could order the Chrysler with a Maserati engine and the Japanese Mitsubishi engine. So it was truly international.
That's right. Very good. Let's talk about some other cool things that you've got at the Daily Drive. Before we talk about another vehicle, let's talk about the Daily Drive in general. This is kind of the place to go at Consumer Guide. Tell us a little bit about your mission for the Daily Drive and a little bit about what folks can find there.
Yeah, ConsumerGuide.com is where all our new car reports live and our used car reports as well. We try to do more with the news and more with reviews at the CGDailyDrive.com blog. That's for people with a little more time to check out some car stuff. So we have our long-form reviews. These are the cars that we've had through the office. Additionally, we try to have some fun with some old car stuff, too. People might know the Consumer Guide goes way back. So we have a lot of old resources we like to tap for old ads and old photographs and old reviews, and we cycle that stuff through there.
The next vehicle, as we continue the Italian theme, is a vehicle that shares a lot of underpinnings with a Jeep. It's the 2017 Fiat X Pop all-wheel drive variant, and this is a subcompact crossover SUV, and I haven't had the chance of driving the return of the Spider, but of the other Fiat offerings that I have sampled, this is my favorite of the bunch, and for a variety of reasons, I chose it as my favorite, and a lot of it has to do with that Jeep Compass architecture.
Yes. Solid architecture. This is a nice car, and it makes really great use of space. The 500X, as you mentioned, is a subcompact crossover. Got some perky styling going for it. One of the interesting things about it is they're having a hard time selling anything called Fiat, FCA is, and they've lowered the price a little bit for 2017. So this car now, the base version, the pop version, is now available with all-wheel drive, almost $1,000 less than the year before, so easier to get into an all-wheel drive model. Likeable car, great visibility out, all sorts of glass, all sorts of passenger space, reasonable fuel economy, but the public hasn't latched onto it compared to like the Chevy Trax or the Honda HR-V. This just isn't selling.
Interesting. When we come back, we'll continue to talk a little bit more about the Fiat based on a Jeep, the 500X. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
I'm You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Adding Dynavite to their diets has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention Jeep and truck owners. J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrench and ride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're having lots of fun here, as usual. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Tom Appel joins us from Chicago, where he is publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're taking an extensive look here at a Fiat, the 500X, which shares a lot of its architecture with the Jeep Compass. And Tom has been reminding myself and you folks that Fiats just plain are not selling here in North America. As a matter of fact, Tom pointed out that this vehicle is actually priced less, $1,000 less than a year ago, and got some pretty good marks in the big and tall guy department here, B-plus all around.
Yeah, this is a roomy vehicle. It's interesting how some of the smaller crossovers, they actually make better use of space than do the larger vehicles, but I fit just fine. This is actually a vehicle that passes the four Tom test, and that I could sit in all four positions of this car comfortably at the same time. We're there for
like that. I like that. The Claude 4 test. Yes, I like that. And again, this vehicle, you know, actually, if you're in the market, if you want one of these crossover vehicles, and there are a million of them out there, but don't take it off the list just because it's got the Fiat name. It used to stand for Fix It Again, Tony, but those days are gone. This is a whole new ballgame, folks, for 2017. I enjoyed my time behind the wheel of the 500X, and I'm sure you will as well. In my life, I've had the pleasure of owning two Corvettes. My first one, it took me 13 years to get. I saved for 13 years and put money away and eventually got my first one. And that was a 93, a C4. And I followed that one up with a C5. A 98 C5, which I held on to for quite a few years. I had to part with it in the last couple of years with some medical bill challenges, but I love the new Corvette. I have, again, have not had the opportunity of driving one for a week, but certainly styling-wise, you cannot beat the C7. To me, it's the best-looking one that they've done to date. It's certainly the best-executed one, and it's available in a wide variety of flavors. Top of the line for now is the Z06 with its 650 horsepower, 600 pound-feet of torque engine, which can be had with either a manual or automatic. The automatic is, however, faster, and you guys got an opportunity to check out a relatively limited edition vehicle which takes some different attributes of the Z06 and integrates it into the base car. This is the Corvette Grand Sport Convertible. And if you like the athletic looks of the Z06, but you don't need that 650 horsepower, you want something a little bit different, lots of folks have said the Grand Sport is the way to go. How was your experience with this car, Tom?
Yeah, this car is just a pure delight to drive and remains one of these just fantastic performance car values. It's funny that we were just talking about $70,000 seeming expensive for the Alfa Romeo 4C, but in the case of this Corvette, this is exotic car performance for fairly modest money, all things considered. And as you mentioned, yeah, you get a lot of the Z06 parts, but with the base car's engine, and the result is it's just a really flexible, delightful car with really high limits, the kind of limits you're never going to bother to, or never going to see necessarily on the main on regular streets and surface roads, but it's just wonderful to have them there. So you get the huge brakes, the huge wheels and tires, the sport suspension, and the fantastic growl of this overhead valve 6.2-liter V8. This car is just utterly charming.
And you had the 7-speed manual.
Yeah, which is... it's 7-speed manuals take some getting used to. Everything's normal until you try to get around to 6th and 7th gear. And that's where things get a little wonky because you're just not used to doing that. The only other 7-speed manual I know of, I think, is in the Porsche 911. And I haven't heard a lot of those either. So I just could not get used to the 5, 6, 7 combination. But that didn't matter because I was never using those gears anyway.
The Grand Sport Convertible starts at $69,400, about $5,000 more than a Stingray convertible with the Z51 package. But that's still about $14,000 left than a Z06 convertible. So if you're pinching pennies at this price level, this is a good vehicle to check out. And certainly it's a looker. And the other thing I've noticed too, Tom, once in a while, you know, I'll play, I won Powerball, and we'll configure vehicles. We're all probably guilty of doing that. And the thing that I've noticed when I can configure a convertible, even though now it wouldn't be the best choice since I have my daughter in the mix, but nevertheless, we're talking Powerball winning, so I think I could probably get away with it. But it's become more bespoke in recent times. This seventh generation really allows for lots of customization, lots of little things that add up to big things for enthusiasts, stuff like the color of the brake calipers, special wheels, special interior trim, the outside mirrors, carbon flash painted. Corvette has definitely gone in a much more bespoke direction.
It really has, and it's kind of fun, too, to order your brake pads now, not just in Brembo Red, which is just sort of the standard performance brake caliper color, but now you can get a body color. So this our car actually came with the yellow body color brake caliper covers, which was really cool, frankly.
Very good. And you have an interesting sidebar article with this one, which is called Topless Truths, six things you may not know about convertibles. And this is a piece you did back in May, and you bring up a lot of different things about convertibles that I think we should spend a few minutes talking about, including I've interviewed the people from Massachusetts. What's the name of that company? I'll think of it. They do a lot of the convertible tops for various manufacturers. But they have pointed out to me in conversations that not all convertible soft tops are the same. And you and I have talked about this on the high end. Boy, you get in some of those high-end convertibles with the soft top, and you might as well just be in a coupe. There is a big difference between soft tops, between one brand and another.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, I think the company you were looking for was Hartz. Is that the company?
That's it. They
produce something like 70 or 80% of all the soft tops on the market right now. And an interesting company because they do it in three trim levels, sort of basic, more affordable cars, and then a higher-end car, and then an extreme luxury sort of car with obviously varying degrees of sound deadening quality and interior finish.
When we come back on the other side, we'll tell you a little bit more about convertibles 2017 style. If you've crossed the convertible off your list because of bugaboos of yesterday, we're going to try and debunk them. That's what we're doing. We're going to do a little bit of debunking here on Auto World. I'm Bob Long, Mike Side, with Tom Appel. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're talking about some topless truths and things that you need to know. Matter of fact, it's six things you may not know about convertibles. Tom Appel from Consumer Guide, where he is publisher of the great entity, has put together this piece and consulted with the folks at Hartz. And that's absolutely right. Dan Hartz is a guy I've had on the show a number of times. But there are a lot of different things, including the fact that these modern tops are not just the old single sheet, but are made up at least of three layers. So you're getting a lot of protection there.
Yeah, they're fascinating things now. I had a chance to actually look at one. It was more or less a cutaway, or I guess it's a cutaway view. It's hard to call it a cutaway when it's a single thin layer like that. But, you can actually see when it's cut from the side, the three distinct layers. There's a very thick insulating middle layer, a rubberized exterior layer. That's your hard exterior layer that's not supposed to show wear. And then the interior is your soft acoustic layer that's also supposed to be visible from the inside. And they're bonded together in a fascinating process, and the stuff is just tough as nails. It's impressive because I've known people that had convertibles in the 80s and like a BMW 3 Series, and it would seem like every 2 years they were paying $3,000 to replace the top, and that's just wow. Not the way it works anymore.
No, definitely not. And you can get on a few different vehicles, for example, the Fiat 500 Gucci Edition. Actually had one of those a couple of years ago, and the Mini Cooper convertible have very distinct, cool roof patterns. And unlike roof patterns on convertibles of yesterday, you don't have to worry about them going away.
Yeah, these aren't printed in. These are actually woven in, so it's different colored fibers that are woven together. And I have no idea how that's done, but I think we could thank computers for part of that. But, yeah, there's no chance it's just going to wash out or fade out. You don't have to worry about the weather sort of fading your cool top pattern.
And the other thing that you point out to convertible owners that, they need some attention. Typically, a top will provide 8 to 10 years of service, but you can significantly enhance that length of time if you take good care of it, and there are some very specific products made to do so.
Yeah, Hartz itself actually recommends a couple of different packages. You can buy them at any sort of car or auto parts store. And the things that they recommend doing is using this care package and treating the roof every couple of years is recommended on the package. But additionally, never going through a hard brush car wash. That's just death for a convertible top.
And when we look at convertible sales, they're on the rise. And matter of fact, Hartz, the convertible top maker, predicts global ragtop sales climbing to as high as 600,000 units by the year 2021. That's a pretty lofty goal.
It really is. And you think about the convertible, practically went extinct in America in the back of the mid-70s, when they were just imports for a little while, to it coming back to where it's at now. And I think that part of what's going to happen is people are going to become more comfortable with the safety aspects of it. I think people worry about people being bad guys being able to break into your car, and that's really not the case. These tops are impossible to cut through.
So true. For a while there, we were seeing a lot of hard top convertibles, and some of them were very good. I love the Mercedes SLK and SL retractable hard tops, but there are other retractable hard tops. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was out with my wife and daughter, and we were at this restaurant, which is down here in the south and out west in California. I know they have this place called Sweet Tomatoes. My wife is the kind of person that would eat a salad, you know, three times a day. That's her thing. I saw an old Pontiac, not that old of a vehicle, but the G6 hardtop convertible, and it was parked next to us. And I was just looking at, you know, the fit and finish and the overall design of it. And boy, it was pretty poorly done. I mean, it probably looked great with it down, but this was with the top up. It didn't really come off that well.
No, I spent some time with the G6 convertible. In fact, Consumer Guide had a long-term test car, and it was a good-looking car with the top down. I think the styling was excellent, but the top was heavy, and you could tell that this car was just packing all sorts of added weight. Additionally, it just wasn't a rigid structure. That was just sort of an unpleasant vehicle. All sorts of shakes and rattles when the top was in place, and you were just constantly reminded that this was a convertible, and it just didn't play as well as it should have.
Another interesting one that was offered by Chrysler, you could get your choice in the Chrysler Sebring convertible. You could get either a soft top or you could get the full retractable hard top convertible four-seater. That, too, isn't the most elegant-looking design, but I would have to say it was better than the G6 that I saw yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Chrysler was in an interesting position at the time when they designed that vehicle. They had almost a lock on the convertible rental fleet market, and I think they didn't want to jack the price of those cars up too much, so they retained the soft top for that market. And I think the hot top was largely for the direct-to-consumer market, so they sold both of them for a while. You don't see any of those on the road anymore, which is interesting.
Absolutely. Out at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, recently there were a number of production vehicles and prototype vehicles shown. Mercedes-Benz showed off a Maybach convertible, and boy, is that a looker. Have you seen that one, Tom?
I have, and it's flat-out gorgeous. It looks so long, but it's so incredibly... I'm going to give them credit. It's just an incredibly fresh-looking design. I love it.
Yeah, I certainly hope it goes into production. But again, we're talking Powerball-type winners need apply. That's going to be a very expensive piece. Infinity did something unusual in that they built a one-seater, a kind of throwback hot rod, there's no other way to say it, open wheel car, the prototype 9. And this vehicle, although, you know, it would be 100,000 times better, I'm sure, in execution, reminded me of the Plymouth and short-lived Chrysler Prowler. And, you know, I posed the question when I shared this on social media, you know, will Infiniti have the guts to do what Chrysler did? And that was take a design from the great car designer Tom Gale and actually put it on the streets. I had an opportunity once to have a Prowler which had been modified by the Paxton Supercharger Company. Paxton, the Supercharger Company, actually gave it to me for a weekend when I was out in Los Angeles during my Motor Trend days. So I was motoring around Beverly Hills in this red Prowler, and it was definitely a lot of fun, but interesting choice, and certainly it fits in well with a lot of the vehicles that have shown at Pebble Beach. But I don't think we're going to see Infiniti building any kind of open wheel hot rod esque vehicle in the not too distant future.
No, sadly, probably not. Looking at this car, which I think is stunning, there's simply too much that would have to change to make this a road going vehicle. Additionally, they'd have to make it two seat. I can't see them selling a one seat vehicle, and that would just change the general dynamics of the vehicle too much. I think this is a beautiful concept car, and I think that's what it's going to remain.
Let's talk about some other recent vehicles that you guys have had the opportunity to get behind the wheel, including the Hyundai Ioniq hybrid vehicle, which has got a very interesting front face treatment here. You definitely can tell there's something special going on. Tell our listeners a little bit about this vehicle. I have not driven it.
Yeah, the Ioniq is an interesting car. This is a new product line for Hyundai, and it's going to be available in multiple steps. There's going to be the Ioniq Hybrid, the Ioniq Plug-in Hybrid, and then the Ioniq Electric vehicle. We'll be seeing all three from the company eventually.
Excellent. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about this line of vehicles from Hyundai, and we'll also look at some other vehicles that Tom and his crew have driven in recent times, including the Fiat 124 Spider.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy. healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Tom McPhill is with us. Don't forget, visit ConsumerGuide.com. Check out the Daily Drive. That's their place to go for all the latest and greatest reviews and all kinds of cool stuff. And Tom was just telling us about this new lineup of vehicles from Hyundai, including the one that he and his team had an opportunity to test drive, the Ioniq Hybrid. And certainly when you look at the fuel economy numbers that you guys achieved, 48.9 miles per gallon, and driving it about 35% of the time in the city and 65% of the time on the highway, that's pretty good to say the least.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Interesting vehicle too. It's very roomy. It's very much Hyundai's take on the Prius, with a little less emphasis on calling it out as a hybrid vehicle. There's not a lot about the styling inside or out that suggests it's a hybrid vehicle, and the way that you interact with the car is just a little bit more normal and conventional. And if you think about the way Kia is marketing the Niro, which is technically very similar to this vehicle, they're not even calling it a hybrid in some of their advertising, and I think that's what Hyundai's going for here. This is just a compact car that happens to get great fuel economy.
Absolutely. We've talked about a number of Italian vehicles on the show, Alphas and one Fiat. Let's talk about another Fiat. This is the one that I have not driven. This is the return of the Fiat 124 Spider, and you guys got it in a special trim, the Lusso trim. And this is a very interesting vehicle in that it shares its architecture and lots of other things with the Mazda Miata, which is certainly a great benchmark vehicle to be sharing anything with. What was the experience like with this Fiat 124 Spider?
Yeah, as you mentioned, this is based on the Mazda Miata, the MX-5 Miata, and mechanically they share much, except for the drivetrain. The Fiat has an exclusive drivetrain. It's based on the 1.4-liter multi-air turbocharged engine, which produces just a little bit more horsepower than the Mazda, but a little less torque. So it depends on how you like to drive, whether you like either of these vehicles better. Our crew tends to like the Mazda just a little bit better for its engine flexibility. But that said, the 124, well-liked by the people who fit in this car. And it seems like today we're going to be talking about Italian cars that I just don't fit in. And this is one of those cars. I did my duty taking it around the block for a little while, but yeah, this is a tough squeeze. But if you can fit into this car, it's a joy to drive. And if you want something that not everyone else is driving, this is going to be far less common than the Miata, which I think makes it interesting all in of its own.
Definitely, and potential future collectible, depending on what happens with the Fiat Chrysler automobiles. Let's talk about the Ford Edge. You guys had an opportunity to check out a new model, I believe, for 2017. This is the Ford Edge Sport all-wheel drive variant, and this is a midsize crossover SUV. How'd you like this vehicle, Tom?
I liked it a lot. The Ford Edge Sport is a fascinating car. The Edge obviously plays right out there with the five-passenger crossover, midsize crossover market, which is so popular, and most of the vehicles in that segment are just ubiquitous these days. But the Edge Sport does something interesting, and it packs an EcoBoost 2.7-liter turbo engine under the hood, and it transforms the vehicle. This is just a lot of power. There really aren't performance versions of midsize domestic crossovers, but that's what makes this car so interesting. It does everything you want a crossover to do. It doesn't ride especially firmly, even though the suspension has been upgraded, but it's just darn fast.
That's cool. You're absolutely right. There aren't a lot of different variants of this particular genre of automobiles, especially from the domestic manufacturers and at a lower price point. So this is a good vehicle, $40,000, not including the destination charge. Few packages you had on this one, including 21-inch alloy wheels, though second row inflatable belts, and it all came to $47,330, but you gave it some good marks across the board. Can't help but note that this, of course, is beginning to pull away from it, but, you know, I talk to myself a lot when I'm out in the world looking at cars, and, you know, every now and then I'll come across an older Ford Fusion or an older Ford Edge, and I really liked Jay Mays, who was the chief designer at Ford for many years. He and I had a great personal relationship, and I certainly had a lot of respect for him. He had some hits in his career, and he had some misses as well. And I remember back in the year 2000 when Ford hosted us in Las Vegas and showed off a vehicle called the 49er concept, which then went on to spawn, you know, basically that three-bar grill. Now when I see that three-bar grill, I'm like, what the blazes were they doing, you know?
That 49er concept was absolutely a beautiful car. I love that.
It was. It definitely was. And they kind of used that to introduce, you know, for a while there, the direction of styling that they went. And now they've kind of gone in a different styling direction. You know, for example, you know, I personally thought the Ford Fusion, when its latest incarnation came out, having a little touch of Aston Martin in the nose, was going to really improve the sales of the Fusion. And, of course, its stablemate, the Lincoln MKZ, which is a good-looking car. But from what I can tell, you know, the injection of that styling really hasn't rung the bell that much for Ford. How has the Fusion done after getting the Aston Martin-esque grill?
I think sales have been flat, actually. I mean, that's a market right now where sales are actually softening, so it's hard to pick up market share or pick up sales. But I don't think it benefited from that, and I agree with you. I think that it came off looking far more upscale, and you think that it would have benefited from that. And it just really hasn't.
Yeah, it surprises me because it is a good-looking vehicle, but then again, when you look at that class of vehicles today, you and I have talked about this before, there are a lot of good vehicles, good-looking vehicles in that mid-size sedan marketplace, and then that used to be the place that there were never any good-looking vehicles. Now there's a bunch. Oh, you guys had an opportunity to check out a limited production, I like that, a limited production vehicle from Ford. It's the 2017 Ford Focus RS, my friend George Motorman on YouTube had one when he was visiting this neck of the woods and took me out for a bite to eat in it. This is quite a powerful little vehicle from Ford.
Yeah, this car answers the question. This car answers the question very easily or very well. What happens if you stuff 300 horsepower and all-wheel drive into a Ford Focus? And the answer really is as magical as you would hope it would be, because the car is just a joy to drive. The Focus RS is this all-wheel drive. It's got a limited slip torque vectoring rear differential. Ours was available in a fantastic shade of blue that doesn't seem natural. And the whole thing is just sort of surreal. My guys were eagerly awaiting this car arriving, and we're very sad to the point of weeping when it left.
Yes. And again, limited production. You don't see too many. There aren't that many in the press fleet either from Ford. And when you look at an interesting choice of color, they're calling it nitrous blue. Very good. This is a vehicle that we've never seen before. In the past, you know, of course, the Focus is now a global platform, so the Focus ST is a much more European oriented vehicle than we've seen in the past. But this is the ultimate one, the RS, and putting up some really decent horsepower numbers and torque numbers, and you got those Recaro S seats, and the only downside is could be the price. Let's see, what is the price of this vehicle? They kept it relative, well, $42,245. I mean, for what it is, it's not a bad price, but is that too much to pay for a Focus?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it's more than a Subaru WRX STI and a little bit more than what a Golf R comes in for. And this doesn't have the finesse of the Golf R, but it has a lot more torque, and it's more of an aggressive vehicle. I think that it might be a little expensive in that class, just because the other established players might have an audience already. But as you mentioned, they're not going to be making this for very long, so I think you should grab one if you want one, and they're probably going to hold their value fairly well as used cars.
Yeah. Okay, there's one parked at a Ford dealership near me. I see it going by all the time, kind of drooling at it as I motor on by. It's not painted this shade. I like this. This is a very cool shade. Folks, you got to log on to the Consumer Guide Daily Drive. Check out the color nitrous blue on this 2017 Ford Focus RS. That's going to do it. Time flies when he's with us. He's Tom Appel. Thank you, Tom, so much for joining us here on the program.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.